This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV. Welcome to our program. DJV consists of me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and then Kara Schillen. I like it when she pipes up and we're talking about things as well. She's the control room operator at our originating network, Radio America, playing the part that she has been assigned, as we all are, waking up every day. We have a role to play. We keep acting our part. And then we have a continuum, we have a record, and I can look it back, at least as far as doing morning stuff, for 32, almost 33 years of this in the morning. It's an interesting experience. It has been and continues to be, and I love it. So I have, Bentley likes it too. Bentley's all for this. That's good. In a moment or two, we talk about the latest foolishness from... the example, or I guess the lesson here, is why you don't tape all your conversations. I get to that after Jennifer brings us up to date on what's going on with the wall and with immigration and who's zooming whom down on the border, Jennifer.
Well, there's a lot of zooming happening. The fiscal year ends on September 30th, and law enforcement based at the border between the United States and Mexico are expecting to encounter 1.1 million people trying to cross illegally by the end of the fiscal year, September 30th. So just about a month and a half away, they think 1.1 million people will try to cross illegally. Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Chairman is Ron Johnson. He's a senator from Wisconsin. He forecast that 1.1 million figure during a committee hearing this week based off the number of people arrested for illegally entering between border crossings and those who presented at ports of entry. Now, as of June 30th, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection personnel had made contact with 905,926 migrants, including 694,000 who entered the country without permission. That figure, 694,229, is 9 months into fiscal year 2019. It's more than double than 310,000 who illegally crossed the southern border in the fiscal year of 2017. This year's numbers have already surpassed the numbers encountered both at ports of entry and between ports in fiscal 2018. So this is a problem. We've been talking about it for a long time. To put it in perspective as to who's coming in, as of June, the first 9 months of the fiscal year, 495,000 children and families have come into the country. And if the pace continues, the number expected, 700,000 of those will be children and family units that are coming in by the end of September. So border patrol stations are being overwhelmed. They're beyond their capacity. It's the problem we've been talking about. And all of this is happening while it's been revealed that the United States is spending money to build a border wall. But not in this country. The border wall that the United States is funding is in southern Africa, according to a report. The U.S. ambassador to Zimbabwe approved a border wall to be built in southern Africa with U.S. funding, and that is now underway. And it's just kind of laughable that this construction project is able to be carried out in a foreign country, yet when it comes to our country,
where's the money come from?
The matter of a from us. We're giving money
that.
To
from us,
fund
but where? What budget? What process has it gone through to be vetted in order for you and I, as the taxpayer, to pay for it?
It's a grant of some kind, a grant of government money. It's the U.S. Ambassador's Fund for Cultural Preservation.
See, we get so much of this stuff. Most people don't even begin to realize how many different pockets of money there are, how many different ways the money that you pay in is used for things that sometimes are for good and sometimes are not. And what are the priorities here? Jennifer's point is well made, because we all know the discussion about how we're going to pay for the wall and having a wall. And yet the whole irony here is that we're paying to have a wall built someplace else. I get that. But I also am curious as to the process. I'm actually more than curious, because I think I know what goes on. I've seen the inner workings of the State Department and how the NGOs are funded from 20, 25 years of observing the State Department, actually, and the money that they have and how it's allotted. It's really pretty amazing how much of our money is spent outside of the country. Although the good thing, most of the requirements, when these the border is being built by an American company, it'll have to be because that's the way these grants are made. So what we do, the government subsidizes contractors, all kinds of contractors for all kinds of work, not just building, but government services subcontracted to private companies, mostly run by former lobbyists or former representatives or former staffers. They create their own businesses, and then they know the way in the back door to get money and get funded by the federal government, because these things are done all around the world. And the hitch is when the government, the State Department says, okay, we'll give you a grant for $500,000 to build a wall. You have to spend the $500,000 with an American company. So we have, there's another subsidization in a manner of speaking. Good? I guess it depends on what good it does.
Here in Zimbabwe, probably.
The latest round of the China trade talks stopped. Like, stopped. Bronk. You got that? That's a car stopping on a dime. You got that?
Is that a car crash?
That was a car crash, yes. Chinese, nobody seems to know why they just stopped, but the end is not now in sight, it would seem. Both the delegates from the United States, Robert Lighthizer, is how you pronounce his name?
Lighthizer,
yeah. Him too. And Mnuchin from the Treasury Department.
Mnuchin.
Right. After arriving in Shanghai, they were there for a day and they left. They met for a working dinner Tuesday night, further discussions the next day, but the meeting apparently was cut short. Neither side immediately made a comment. Before the delegation arrived in Shanghai for the talks, the president posted a series of tweets accusing China of delaying negotiations. Sure, that was a wonderful tactic. He suggested a new trade deal might not be in the cards until after the election. So here we go. And once again, talking about us getting the short end of the stick, at least in my world, the American family farmer, the American farmer. Yesterday, the president said he acknowledged, and so did people in the Ag Department, that American farmers' products are not being, they're being discounted or they're being dismissed by the Chinese. And that was the largest market for many of the smaller and larger things that are grown on some of the huge farms and the smaller farms in our country. So Trump is not going to carry the farm bill. That's going to be I can't see him with the people that I know in various parts of the country that have supported Trump. They feel betrayed by him, and I think they have been, frankly. Or maybe
somebody's got to come up with a new plan. Yeah. Regardless of who gets the vote, someone's got to have a plan for the farmers.
Did anybody talk about that in the debates? Like, the Democrats?
Someone
food
did.
Food security, it's called.
Someone did mention farmers, and I don't know if it was Kamala Harris, or I don't remember now, but someone did. But not enough. Not enough at all.
No. It's the most dismissive
segment of our economy. It gets one mention per debate, maybe.
Yeah, right. That's it. Nobody knows, nor do they seem to care about the future of farming, more importantly, the future of food production, and what we eat in this country. Pretty disgusting. Speaking of disgusting, you have to make up your own mind as to whether this is something that bothers you or it doesn't. I'll talk about comments made by a former president that have people kind of worked up a bit after these words.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was 3, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it. I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, BABBEL.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keepers folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, I hope this doesn't go down party lines. I always was a Ronald Reagan fan. I liked the way he... I liked him because of the way we felt as Americans when he was president. I don't think he was the smartest guy on the block. I don't think he was the best president we ever had. But he got a lot of stuff done that you wouldn't have expected somebody like him. And I'll let you define what you... Somebody's going to say, what do you mean, president like him? I think there were a lot of things with him that were not, they were okay. He was average in many ways, but he was not average in other ways. And so it's disappointing for me to hear, it's hard to argue with the audio that you can hear with him and Nixon talking about, I'm not going to use the comment because I don't think that it's of interest. It just has to do with black people at the United Nations in 1971.
It's pretty horrific.
And it is. It, but, you know, do you judge a person on just one call? That's, I guess, a way to make it.
No, really? If you really? From what, yeah. using that kind of language? That would never even cross my mind to use that kind of language.
Yeah. It's ignorance.
It was a different time, though. It was a different time.
It was the 80s.
No, it was 70,
what's acceptable? 1971. What's acceptable
he was
then?
He wasn't president.
Right, he was governor of California, right. What's acceptable then is not acceptable now. And while it's not great language, the fact that we would use it to tarnish his entire career.
Why was it acceptable even
entire,
then? Though, Jennifer, I don't.
But it was, you know it. They would put white actors in blackface and make them jump around. So talk to those people. I wasn't alive.
I guess my only thing is, you know, when you talk about, well, we judge one person on one thing that they said. To me, you don't say these things unless you feel them. And
that's like systemic. That's not a one-off.
Yeah, like you don't go and say that. Okay, you don't want to say what they said, but he said some really horrible racist things about this African group of people.
He made a reference to animals, and that happens all the time.
They're not even comfortable in wearing shoes.
What?
My parents in the 70s were not saying things like that, so I don't know.
What he said was awful, but you know what? I mean, there were people who were saying those types of things
today.
That you can't just throw away their whole life. Not even today. I'm talking about back then when it was a little bit more culturally...
Hour.
Acceptable and weird.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Elvis, you know this is Elvis music. So Elvis, obviously, in the musical, well, the Presley family musical news here. Apparently, Lisa Marie Presley, Elvis's daughter, is going to write a book about Michael Jackson and Elvis, and it will contain a number of bombshells. The word shocking details about Michael and a new perspective on her father, Elvis, as well. Source says that Lisa Marie, the book is such a bombshell that she sold it to Gallery Books. She got a $3 to $4 million upfront. The book promises shocking revelations about Michael Jackson and a new understanding of Elvis. What would shock anybody at this point?
I don't know.
Michael Jackson. I mean,
but obviously, if they've read it, then somebody thinks there's something there for $3 to $4 million.
Well, because there were a lot of questions about their relationship and whether it was a legit,
real
loving relationship
between husband
and wife. Right.
Yeah. So Lisa,
and they've been pretty quiet about it.
Was married to Michael Jackson from 94 to 96. They secretly wed in a private ceremony before unveiling the relationship publicly. They were on MTV when they did that. And then they went down a different road a couple of years later. It was over. In 2010, she offered a somewhat cryptic account of how the marriage ended in an interview with Oprah. She said, quote, "It was a very profound point in the marriage when he had to make a decision. Was it the drugs and the sort of vampires or me? And he pushed me away." By vampires, she meant sycophants, the people that were around him all the time. She also told Oprah, quote, "The one thing that correlates with Michael and my father on this subject is that they had the luxury of creating whatever reality around them they wanted." She sidestepped allegations of Jackson's inappropriate relationships with children. The allegations, obviously, have been back and forth and up and down. Lisa Marie, who has been married to Danny Keough and Nicolas Cage and Michael Lockwood, has been open about her past addictions to painkillers. In the foreword of the book, she writes, "The United States of Opioids," or refers to our country, and that's pretty accurate. This book is one of a number of high-profile projects on Elvis. A Baz Luhrmann-directed biopic is going to shoot next year. I think I predicted that there was going to be a movie on Elvis, didn't I?
I don't know.
We've been talking about it for a while. Yeah, because they cast Elvis. And they haven't cast Lisa Marie yet. Not Lisa Marie, the mother.
Priscilla.
Yeah, they haven't cast her yet, but there are some rumors that Lana Del Rey might do it. And actually, Priscilla seems to... She's a singer. She's not on your radar, I'm sure.
No.
She's got a very throwback kind of... She kind of looks like young Priscilla.
Really?
She's got that kind of style to her. Mm-hmm. So she's expressed interest in playing that part. So we'll see.
Speaking of throwbacks, Brian Wilson, next up in the musical spotlight on the DJV program. Looking forward to getting back on the road. He had to cancel a lot of tour dates or postpone them because he's having some mental breakdowns. He wrote, thank you to everyone for the cards, best wishes. Your concern and love always blows me away. This is on his official website. He says, I'm feeling much better. I look forward to seeing you again. We start up our tour on August 7th. The tour Pet Sounds, the final performances and greatest hits live tour, August 7th, will be at the theater in Lewiston, Kentucky. Play several more makeup shows in August and September, with the last one scheduled for October 2nd at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey. Along with his solo headlining dates, he's also going to go on a tour with the Zombies this fall. That'll be a combo. His return to the road comes following his June announcement that he was having a problem. He's had mental health issues most of his adult life. No secret. So, at any rate, he's working through them, and his music is what we appreciate. At least it is for me, anyway. Brian Wilson in the focus here on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
So you're on vacation and you or someone in your group gets sick or needs medical attention. Finding help is now just a click away at luminohealth.com. Sandy Delamere is VP of Possibilities for Digital Health Solutions at Sun Life.
So if you think of Lumino Health, which is a largest network of health resources available to all Canadians free of charge, through that website you can find a doctor or a walk-in clinic in any city across the country. So if you have a scenario where you have a child who has an ear infection or you hurt yourself while you're walking on the beach, you can quickly find a place to visit a doctor in any new city, showing hours, location, and languages.
And you can also find chiropractors, dentists, massage, or physiotherapists at luminohealth.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holds his first rally since the second round of Democratic debates. 17,000 Trump supporters decked out in red, white, and blue inside the U.S. Bank Arena in Cincinnati, Ohio, with many, many more outside who could not get in.
Democrat lawmakers care more about illegal aliens than they care about their own constituents. They put foreign citizens before American citizens.
And the president goes on to tell the crowd,
today I have a simple proposal for Democrat leaders to support legislation to end illegal migration, and we will use the vast savings to rebuild our inner cities. That's the way we should be doing it. That's what we should be doing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Sort of adding symmetry to your thoughts. Today, it's the DJV program, maybe today and every day. I hope that's the case anyway. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to spend some time with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen as we understand whether or not... I'm debating in my mind as I look at all the things that are happening, Victoria. Where do I go after you take us into the move zone? To move or not to move? I actually want to talk about Mario Lopez in a moment. We were talking about Reagan before, so Lopez has put his foot in his mouth. Yeah. So let's see.
Well, we can start with happier news.
Okay.
Everybody yes. loves Halloween, right?
Halloween, to move it or not to move it is the question.
It is the question, and Halloween has been in the news for the last week or so after a petition that now has over 100,000 signatures was started to officially move Halloween to the last Saturday of every October. So it wouldn't be on the 31st anymore. It would just be the last Saturday of every October. And a lot of people like this idea. A lot of parents parents really like the idea, because when Halloween is during the week, a lot of parents have to either miss their kids' Halloween parade at school or taking them trick-or-treating during the day when it's safer, and younger kids especially usually go trick-or-treating during the afternoon. So a lot of parents, if they're working and they can't make it, it's a big conflict. And it also is apparently a lot of parents, I'm not a parent, but a lot of parents during there's a new survey out about this, a lot of parents find Halloween very stressful because they have to get the costumes and, you know, sometimes bring in cupcakes and stuff for school. So this might actually solve a lot of problems. And now this idea of moving Halloween to the last Saturday in October has picked up a lot of steam because Snickers, Skittles, and Starburst are now behind this. They're really jumping on board and saying that this is definitely something that they are for because more families can enjoy it together. And so Snickers actually issued a statement saying that Snickers is all about celebrating Halloween to the fullest, more hours in the day, more families being able to enjoy it, a more satisfying celebration. So if the federal government
makes
this thing...
buy.
More Snickers being sold.
Yep. So yeah. If the federal government makes this thing official, this is what they're doing. We're offering 1 million free Snickers to all of America. Yep, so that's the incentive. They said if they can get this going...
I bet
there'd
be the bite-sized Snickers, not the big candy bar, but the bite-sized little candies that you can get.
Could be.
Candy bowl at the bank or wherever, yeah.
Yeah, so now they're all owned. Snickers, Skittles, and Starburst are all owned by M&M, Mars, yeah. And so probably you'll see M&M's getting involved and other brands too. But and those happen to also be the most popular candy brands that people buy for Halloween. So we'll see if it gets moved. I don't know what actually has to happen. I think that's the question that a lot of people have. What needs to happen to move Halloween? Is this an executive order from the president? Like, how does it work?
I don't know how it would work. It's really about when we recognize it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who's going to do the recognizing?
But like, yeah, how does that make? How do you make it official?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been trying to add Jennifer Horn Day to the calendar for years, and that hasn't gone anywhere, so I'm not sure how you make those big moves.
I'll sign that petition.
By the way, the M&M Mars Company, M&M stands for the husband and wife who started the Mars Candy Company 100-and-some-odd years ago. They're in the top 10 most wealthy families in the world. That candy. They're tons. Oh, my God. Look at that. Look at the names, the brands. Speaking of names and brands, more names in the news. Mario Lopez apparently stuck his foot in his mouth. Now, he made some comments about parents supporting transgender children. I'm not really too sure. I sort of looked at this and I was in the same breath that I was looking at the Reagan things and thinking about what foolish things we all can say. Maybe we need to be more aware of what we say. Maybe that's the lesson here, to be a little more sensitive. Or are we just too sensitive? Are we just looking for things to pull apart?
Mario Lopez was doing a video for Prager University. You got to tell people what he said first before you can make the judgment. And Mario Lopez was talking with Candace Owens.
Yeah.
And said that he doesn't think that it should be, that 3-year-olds should be making, and I'm paraphrasing here, but 3-year-olds shouldn't be making life decisions about choosing a gender. And people went crazy. And I think the thing that's so dangerous about this is it's okay for Mario Lopez to think that. You don't have to think that. I happen to agree with him. I don't think 3-year-olds should be making life decisions. I think parents should kind of let it ride, see what their family is. Right. See what their kid is going towards. But no one needs to make absolute decisions at 3.
Jennifer, what's the context?
It was just a PragerU, Werner. It was a PragerU video about gender parenting was actually the topic of conversation. And so, but people went nuts. And this is the problem is that when somebody says something that challenges another person's ideals, people want to shut them down, and people are going after him hard. So if that's what he thinks, that's what he thinks. If you don't agree, it's okay. We don't all have to have groupthink, and I don't know why everybody gets so crazed about all of this.
Well, he apologized for the comments, and
he shouldn't have. I don't think he should have at all.
Well, he said, his quote is, "The comments I made were ignorant and insensitive, and I now have a deeper understanding of how hurtful they were. I have been and always will be."
Why are they hurtful? Who got hurt under the circumstances?
I don't know.
3-year-olds?
I don't know. I'm not hurt. But, you know, I think that Karamo Brown, who's one of the Queer Eye guys, I thought he had the best attitude. And he said everyone should be talking about it and educating themselves instead of canceling someone. And, you know, because that's like the big buzzword now. Everybody gets canceled. Yeah. And so right. He said that we
get
should
their
educate.
Advertisers. Let's yeah, go he, get their he, advertisers. Yeah.
And, yeah, and canceling careers and everything. And sometimes it's justified and sometimes it's not. But he said that, you know, this should be more about education and not canceling someone and ruining their career. So I agree with that. I definitely do.
So is this more of the same? Let's travel to Canton, Michigan. 10-year-old black boy facing aggravated assault for dodgeball injuries of a white boy. And this has become the big thing. This is a suburb of Detroit in Wayne County. Excuse me. There was never an arrest. This kid was playing ball, dodgeball, and the ball hit a white kid and hurt him. And because the kid who kicked the ball was a black boy, they want to go after the black boy.
Oh.
What is this? What is this? The mania, you talk about destroying the country from within. And I think Jennifer's right about this stuff. Good God, nothing goes unnoticed. Everybody's got a comment on everything. And so you look at this thing, the kid was playing with another kid.
Yeah, groupthink is so dangerous. Think about the times in society when we've been at our worst. We've been groupthinking. And so people are pushing this politically correct narrative all the time. And you know what? At some point, they're going to come up with some narrative that they're going to groupthink everybody on that's not going to be something that's good or helpful to society. You have to fight for your own convictions. You have to tell people your heart, and you have to be honest about it and vulnerable and let people into why you think that. And we can't jump all over people for not agreeing with us. It's just... I don't know. It's really sad. It's sad that people can't have relationships. I mean, we do on the show. We don't agree on things politically many times, but we can still be friends and we can still love each other and we can still have conversations that are respectful. I can't believe that we're going in the direction of not being able to do that. It's really, really sad, and I don't think it's who we are as a country, for sure.
All right. So let's pick out one more of these laws we're going down this road. Roseanne Barr's comments that led to the cancellation of the reboot of Roseanne. And now it's ABC has been asked, and apparently the story is that the Conners or whatever came after it, wherever that all is. The showrunner for the program, Whitney Cummings, showrunner means basically the person behind the show. That's what a showrunner is. Showrunner could be a producer, but basically they're the
and
muscle.
And Whitney Cummings is pretty famous. She's had her own show. She's an actress and a comedian, so
right.
I think people kind of know who she might be.
Right. So she quit, and the reason it was given at the time was that she was too busy, but then the whole, she was interviewed, I think, I don't know who interviewed her, Oprah or somebody, and she said she couldn't handle what she was all about. Well, she's known Roseanne because she did the first show for how many years? How many years was that on the first show? 8 years?
I don't think Whitney Cummings was involved in the first one. She's too young. Yeah, she wasn't involved in that.
All right.
So she quit the new show? She quit the Conners? I'm confused.
No, she quit wasn't associated with the Conners, apparently, after all of this. But she told an interviewer that because ABC was monitoring Barr's tweets, they kind of held her responsible for not keeping Barr in check. Mm-hmm. Well, how are you going to keep somebody like Roseanne Barr
good luck.
In check?
Yeah, her nine husbands couldn't even do it, so, you know, good luck.
Married nine times?
No, I'm joking, but she's been married a lot.
All right, we'll get to another person in the news, Cyntoia Brown. Is that how you pronounce her name? Cyntoia?
Cyntoia.
Cyntoia.
Cyntoia, yeah.
Yeah. After these words here on the DJV show.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Valero salutes you and all your finest moments. For those times you go beyond what you thought possible. Whether that looks like running that extra mile or that extra errand. For taking on a new challenge, a new adventure, or a new route to work. Wherever life's finest moments take you, get there with the finest fuel. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, flavored vapor products that help adult smokers switch, but may also appeal to youth. To address it, Juul Labs stopped the sale of non-tobacco and non-menthol-based flavored Juul pods to over 90,000 traditional retail stores. Learn more about Juul Labs' efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news. For real people.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was 3, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good. And so was hanging out with his grandson.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, people at my friend's company got blackmail emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have compromising information, like a video, and threaten to share it with their contact list, unless the victim pays a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured. Barracuda Sentinel uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including blackmail emails.
Well, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so this is moderately complicated, but more to the point, it's kind of a page from the same book that we've been reading from this past half hour. Centoya Brown in the Tennessee Prison for Women, been there 15 years, got a life sentence in 2004. Because she killed a Nashville real estate agent. She was 16 at the time of her crime. Governor took the step of commuting her sentence. She's 31 years old now. Under the terms of release, she will report to her parole officer for the next 10 years. But what, under the circumstances, what happened? I'm trying to figure out. This
she
is self-defense,
16.
It looks like.
Well, yeah, there's a lot here. So she was 16. Her boyfriend at the time was 24. He was a pimp. And so he pimped her out to sell drugs and as a prostitute. This 43-year-old real estate guy picked her up. Again, she was 16 and bought her some food and took her back to his place. He had a gun collection. He apparently intimidated her with the guns, the threat. And then he tried to have sex with her, and she shot him and killed him. And essentially, that's... And then at 16 years old, she was given a life sentence. And the minimum requirement is 51 years in Tennessee before you can be considered for parole. So now that the U.S. Supreme Court in 2012 said that sentencing juveniles to life in prison without the possibility of parole is unconstitutional, so we're back into prison reform now.
Yeah, well, she did a job and a half to straighten herself out in prison, looks like. 10 before the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Doctor time, medical time. Medicine, information is the best medicine, perhaps, for your health. That's why Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at your service. Yes, 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 yes. There are lots of things going on. Ken prides himself, and so do I, having him as a part of this program, and going through a lot of the information that gets published every week by all these journals. They're here and they're around the world, studies that are being done to try to make health treatment better. There are all kinds of ancillary impacts that come from a lot of this information. One of the things this week, Ken, that really attracts my attention, and you as a cardiologist practicing in your facility down in Mount Dora, Florida, have to see a lot of people who have heart problems that start with heartburn. Maybe we need a definition of what heartburn is called and why it's, it was caused, how's it caused, and why is it called heartburn?
Well, absolutely. Heart doctors end up seeing a lot of conditions outside of the heart because we take care of chest discomfort, and the chest in medicine is usually thought of as from the waist to the shoulders, the front to the back. And when people have discomforts here, people initially in medicine, doctors, everybody wants to be reassured that it's not the heart. So we as cardiologists see chest discomfort often first to make sure it's not the heart. If it is the heart, to make sure they get treated quickly so they stay on planet Earth as long as possible, the way it should be. So we end up seeing a lot of non-cardiac chest pain, and non-cardiac chest pain is commonly, most common cause is reflux, so-called GERD, GE reflux disease, because there's acid secreted in the stomach to start the digestive process as the food comes down the feeding tube, the esophagus, to break it down. And there's a flapper, a one-way door between the feeding tube, esophagus, and the stomach. And this flapper, this valve, sometimes breaks down and doesn't keep the acid in the stomach, but the acid comes back up into the feeding tube. And that's what causes the burning.
Yeah. That's something I've been through. How many times have we talked about this in our history? Three,
absolutely.
Four times at least, because my flapper doesn't close. And one of the first things, I can't remember whether you told me to do this, was to drink a quart of water and then jump up and down. Did you tell me to do that? Who told me to do that? Remember that? You sent me to somebody who was a specialist.
That deletes the acid and pulls it down, I guess.
It supposedly helps to close up this flapper that you're talking about. But more to the bigger point, this is part of the amazing reality. You can take apart anything, whether it's vitamins, minerals, the food you put in your body, what goes on in your body. Just think about how complex your cellular structure is and why it is that some cells like other cells and some cells don't. Can it be that simple that certain cells... I have, attached to all of this stuff is an allergy to gluten. And that sort of plays into the same, for me anyway, plays the same role. And you think about how much of our bodies we take for granted, Ken, and how, when everything works well, you don't think about your body at all, do you? I mean, maybe you shouldn't think about it. If your body's working fine, great. But if it's not, and you start thinking, oh my God, what's wrong with my body? Think about how complex your body is, and many of you, what you're doing to deplete the sources of goodness by smoking and drinking and doing drugs and whatever the hell else you do, right? I mean, a lot of people that you've seen for these problems or regular cardio problems have abused themselves for years, Ken.
Horribly.
Yeah.
Horribly.
So, you know, when you get right down to it, it's really, I think something like this brings to the surface, a recognition of how complicated your body is, how fabulous the process of living is, and why in the world you don't take care of yourself. It's just, anyway. So allergies, the heartburn brings about allergies, and what sort of allergies are we talking about here?
Well, people who need drugs that suppress stomach acid are almost twice as likely to need drugs to control allergy symptoms. That's the news, Doug, from Nature Communications this week. And people over 60 who also use these drugs were more than five times as likely to also need an allergy medication. The longer the treatment, the higher the risk of allergies. Normally, the acidic environment in the stomach helps break down food-derived proteins that can cause allergies.
So it's all about more allergies. Allergic, you know, we all talk about the peanut allergy. I'm allergic to dust. And I start sneezing and, you know, I don't know, but heartburn, I've never taken any drugs for the heartburn.
Inhibitors, medication in the class are things like Prilosec, Prevacid, and H2 blockers like Zantac and Pepcid.
All right. Food for thought. Ken Kronhaus.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.